A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. And of course, there was a chaos at Zifa after the firing of national team coach Kalisto Pasua.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the firing and then the reinstatement of national team coach Kalisto Pasua.
Zifa President Philip Chiangwa has publicly apologized to Warriors coach Kalisto Pasua and his technical team. In a statement issued after the executive committee meeting, Chiangwa reaffirmed the association's commitment to bring back the glory days to soccer, which has taken a beating, owing mostly to mismanagement.
Chiangwa said in the statement, and I quote, "Zifa would like to unreservedly apologize to members of the football fraternity, members of the Zifa Congress, players, coach Mr. Kalisto Pasua, his manager Mr. Gibson Mahachi, the Warriors technical team, members of the media, and all interested stakeholders for the unfortunate disturbances that characterized the senior national team's African Nations Championship or CHAN preparations. The Zifa Executive Committee also resolved that Pasua be given a contract of employment as soon as possible." This was, of course, in response from pressure exerted by the government and also the soccer-loving community after Pasua had been unceremoniously booted out, Gibbs.
And Blessing, I guess it's not yet clear whether Pasua is coming back or not, and whether he's going to accept or say goodbye to Zifa. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Gunja, looking forward.
Of course, shortly before coming on air, I did talk briefly to Mr. Chiangwa about the position of Pasua, and he referred me to one of the board members, that is Edzai Kasnawuyo. Unfortunately, we could not get in touch with Edzai to ask about the latest at Zifa. And of course, in other sports news, Gibbs, Sepp Blatter, he has been suspended for eight years. And of course, Blatter was the FIFA boss. He blamed the U.S. for the eight-year ban handed down by FIFA over ethics violations today. An apparent jab at a federal investigation responsible for several indictments of officials from soccer's international governing body. And this is what he had to say. "If we had awarded the World Cup in 2022 to the U.S., would not be here," Blatter said in Italian at a media conference. Blatter was found guilty of violating FIFA's ethics rules, allegations that centered around a 2 million payment Blatter approved for Michel Platini, a FIFA vice president and head of the Union of European Football Associations at the time. Platini, once the former front runner to replace Blatter, also received an 8-year suspension. This is what is happening in the world of football today.
Yeah, football is a very funny kind of sport at times, you know, because it's one of the most beautiful sports on earth, you know, but those that run it, at times you tend to question their character. But anyway, that suspension is a suspension. So, ngalifuntini ngele kuhlelo kuna manje zulugandaba, siyalikhumbuza ukuthi lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwenzakala khona ngale kuZifa. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke ngolwesine kuZifa khona ngale, baxotsha umnumzana uPasua, labanye angani uqeqetsha labo ku-Warriors, kumbe ngithi iqembu lama-Warriors. Ye, sizwile ke umnumzana uPhilip Jangwa sithi uxolo kuphambanisekile ungani kade kusenziwa engekho. Ngakho ke sokumele ke abiselwe uPasua emsebenzini. Asikwazi ke ukuthi umnumzana uPasua yena uza kuvuma yini ukuthi abuyele, kodwa kade kufake ukuthi kumele nxa ukuthi ebuyela athole icontract njalo kuxoliswe sibili umuntu azetshaye phansi ngedolo. So lokho kuxoliswa ukutshaya phansi ngedolo sokwenzakele. Sokusele kuphela icontract. Ngani kunjalo mfowethu?
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kuitika munhabvu takanyanyotarisa pazvanga zvichiitika kana zviri kuitika kuZifa uko tiri kunzwa kuti sechikumbiro chachaitwa navaPasua vanga vatiwo vasati vadzorwa vanenge vachida kuti Zifa ikumbire riregerero pane zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvanga zvataurwa pavakadzingwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti vainge vaine vamwe vatambi vavanodyidzana navo vanosvika gumi nevatanhatu kana kuti 16 asiwo vari kuti aiwa handi chokwadi kune vatambi vana chete vari pasi pamaneja wavo vamahachi kwete 16 vanga vataurwa neZifa asi pamashoko ari kuburiswa neZifa iri kuti iyo iri kuvapa a contract itsva. Gibbs, I think we have
yes
our first guest and that's a sports commentator Ezra Chisa Spanda. Mr. Spanda, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Mr. Kids.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. And you heard the latest from Zifa. Mr. Chiangwa has issued a statement apologizing to Coach Pasua and the entire technical team and also Zimbabweans at large. What is your take on the developments at Zifa?
A lot of people got excited when the new Zifa board was elected. And the Zifa board itself appears confused. I'm really disappointed by the statement from the President Chiangwa apologizing and saying we are reinstating Kalisa Pasua when 3 days ago he instructed that Mr. Pasua should be removed or sacked. And in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the people, it clearly shows that the gentleman has no clue on how to run the football in this country. There's no FA or the president of the FA who should be speaking to the public and telling people that because of the demand from the stakeholders or from the supporters or from the government, we are reinstating Kalisto Pasua. It's not normal. You can't have it anywhere in the world where a president succumbs to pressure from a coach and demands that the coach should be brought back and actually show a sign of begging. He's setting a wrong president who has problems in future with coaches. You cannot do that. They should have asked Mr. Pasua if he still wanted to continue coaching the Zimbabwe national team without, at the moment, he's threatening, he's refusing to sign. As I'm talking to you, he hasn't signed. He has been offered a contract, as far as I'm concerned, but he has refused. He's holding the nation a ransom. He did it before. He continues to do it. He will do it in future. Mr. Pasua, if he really loves Zimbabwe, he loves the nation.
Unfortunately, we got cut off, but Mr. Sbandase there was explaining that, in fact, Mr. Pasua has not signed the contract. But, of course, we also tried to get in touch with Mr. Pasua. Unfortunately, was not picking up his calls. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages on Facebook. One of them is from Nyari Chikonga, who says, Pasua is very right in demanding a contract. Those people at Zifa are totally unpredictable. And then Vincent writes, there must be a signed contract before anything happens, because Zifa is untrustworthy. And then we've got VPs who says, what is going on in Zifa? So there's so much confusion there. And then we've got Eddie, who writes, Chiangwa was on leave. He should have continued to be on leave. Mm-hmm. Most probably says he should not have returned from leave, right? Mm-hmm. Then we've got Wanda Rupoko, who says, Chiangwa head coach assisted by Mr. Omeke Spanda are actually destroying soccer in Zimbabwe. So then we've got Nelson, who says, you know, the confusion that is there stems from Mr. Omeke Spanda. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Mr. Spanda and others are going to call us, and we've been looking for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we hope they're going to join us very shortly. Mm-hmm. Let's take a caller, Blessing. One of the callers is from South Africa, Mnumzana Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, ungachana njani kona ngapha? Hayi mbijana kunjani Jos?
Hayi cheze kuraitwa.
Ikhisimusi phela andikuqalele, kumele undidubezele izwitsi la.
Hayi ungifakele i-address lekumele.
Yenza kunike i-download. So ungathini ke ngo-download lesifa?
Hayi ibhora leZimbabwe vele angeke landawo ngoba one asila ma-ground. Two ama-players awekho. Three abantu sebekhethwe laphana kuzifa ibhora kabalaza azahamba likhahlile. Four vele akulalutho kwamanje asimeni kancane sibele good government kube la ma-ground. Ma ukhumbula isikhathi sabo-Allospungira labo-Stuart Mrisa, abo-Peter Ndlovu, labo-Ronsowa kwakula ma-ground ayi-right laphana ayileloni. Okwamanje badlalela egangeni abantu babethu vele akula bhora vele esingalidlalo kwamanje.
So kodwa ye nxa usukhangele Baba Nkomo, uPasua umqeqeshi omkhulu sibili uxotshiwe wathiwa ndoda phuma uhambe, kodwa waphinde wabizwa futhi sokuthiwa hayi siyaxolisa siphambanisile ukuthi simxotshe. Kambe kuyini khonokho?
Angithi uxotshiwe abantu abangasibhora. UPasua kudala edlala ibhora siyamazi, edlala iDynamos ibhora uyalazi ukuthi sithethe sadobha nje abantu estridini vele abangazi ibhora zabafaka laphana. Yikho vele kufuze bekwenze ngoba abakho professional ibhora abalazi.
So kumele kwenziweni manje kolapha Nkomo? Nathi uhlupho la.
Okay, asifakeni amantu nje aboMoses Chunga, sikhiphe zonke izinto ezi esingadlalanga ibhora, sifake uMoses Chunga, oPeter Ndlovu, bonke nje ama-senior players wona kudynamo zakuka le ndaba o-Capes United kube yibe abarani ibhola lezimbabwe ngoba balazi uhlupho lebhora ukuthi lufunani nothi kuyadobha umuntu esitaladeni vele ade ngazinex engazange wakhahleli iplastiki liyemfaka ebhoreni ithi ibhora lethu lingathuthuka yikudlala unless sifake abantu bona bembaqambayo ama-ex players abadlala kunational team yabo ochawanda ngazimbi basaphila abafakwe khonapho labo memory mchira woke zviri paiponke abafakwe. Sikhipheni zonke lezi zinto ezigcwele lapho vele zingadlala ngibhora sifake eplastikini le.
Kodwa phela siyakwazi ukuthi uKalisi Jule phela uzamile lo James Takabata ukuthi bangene khonaphana phela badlala ibhola, kodwa abasaphumanga kuhle. Awubona nje ukuthi
abantu abayibade bephethe ibhora negavumente yephethe ilizwe akuna ma-ground badlalela ezikwakweni. Konke khonokho ama-factors vele ayenza vele singaphumeleli. Angeke saya ndawo ngama-ground lawa esinawo lapho ngunikeza 20 years from now. Angeke saya ndawo ngabantu bona beli bafakile abangazi ibhora ngunikeza 20 years from now. Sizaze siyetshiya kunjalo.
Kodwa ke pho ke nxa singani siyaqhubeka siya phambili, uPasua kaphume sibili ahambe ngokubona kwakho?
Hayi uPasua kahlale uzohlala kwamanje, but vele ibhora lona ithi lamotshaka from kuma-grassroots vele abantu bezibedlayele ebhuqwini ongala ma-ground esibabona njengalapha e-South Africa. Baba
akubatshele Nkomo kona ngalezifo, akubatshele okufuna
nangitika baphume bonke ungenochunga lapha no resume la uma dindo juluka bonke lapha nama experts bonke abadlala la ku Cape United bonke laba abalezimali zaba abadle ngale ngoba asizive vele ziphuthu ibhora lethu bese ngicela ukuthi ngiphume kancane bento encane futhi ngiphile ngayo lapha
kuluma sizo
ngibulalaba bathi bona kule unity kusasa unity day aso unity day izanu yayibulala abantu phambi kwamehlo wami izapha izanu yayibulala abantu
kodwa yazo singakwenza ngkomo
umkomo bathi bona zwana buya ngapha sisayini unity abantu abasayini unity abantu ababesilwa bayithu umuntu wayibulala abantu
akuzwe ngkomo
so abantu laba bengicela i-dynamo siyayilenda zoyi-2 zingadlali okuyikhapu lokuthiwa i-unity kungcolile ngoba celebrata igazi lena ababebulala abantu ngo-1983 ngegugurawundu angizonda abantu beharare ngizonda bona bababe-active bebulala abantu lalaba
ababeuaasizahlala phansi sishawudaba lolu phela ungaqedi konke phela nkomo anti kumele uchaye mbijane uthiye okunye so sizaxoxa ngalo iza kudinga sibili sikhuluma ngakhonokho otherwise siyabonga kakhulu nkomo
ngicela undinge kusasa ngifake mo input
siyakudinga baba ye siyabonga
silahlekile lapha ekhaya
ye siyakudinga kakhulu nkomo sibongele kakhulu baba
ngiyabonga
ye so according to Mr. Nkomo Zifa leaders are clueless about leading soccer you know and he says the grounds soccer grounds used to be good you know that green kind of you know situation now they are dust balls and he says you can't get some street boys to run soccer. It's an head-off. And according to him, there are players, former players like Moses Chunga, Peter Ndlovu, Memori Mchirahoa, you know, all those guys who can come and, you know, do some difference, you know. Is you know, because these other guys that are in don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Spanda. Ezra, are you on the line?
Yes,
I'm on the line. Yes, you were saying Pasua might be wrong in holding out for a better contract from Zifa. But is he not right in making sure that he gets a proper contract? Because I think you know what has been happening at Zifa. Many coaches have been complaining. Ian Goroa, Nomen Mapeza, Raman Gumbo, you name them, Chidzambwa, they are still owed a lot of money by Zifa. Is Pasua not right to make sure that he gets a proper contract?
Raman Gumbo had a contract with Zifa. Charles Sauer had a contract with Zifa. Moment was there a contract with Zifa. So was Martin Mendoza. The contract doesn't work as Zifa. What is important is, will you receive the payment? Will you get your salary? A piece of paper, you've been seeing what is happening as Zifa. People going to Turkey, property, selling them. They've got contracts, but one thing, they haven't got their money back. They've got the contract. The contract doesn't work at all. What Pasua needed to do, Pasua needed to go to the CHAN and play the tournament. Maybe have a contract to play for the CHAN. Because he played under Cuthbert Dube for 10 months without any salary. These guys are in office less than 2 weeks, and then he's holding them a ransom. He's holding the nation a ransom by sending so many demands, demanding that he needs money, he needs this and that, and all that. He didn't demand that before during Cuthbert Dube's time. Yes, he tried to boycott the Malawian camp. Mr. Pasua, he's a good coach. He's my friend. I love him, but I don't believe someone should hold the national ransom demanding money. Zifa itself is failing to organize itself. Zifa, the board already, they are showing cracks. They are showing signs of division. The president itself, Mr. Chiang, was in South Africa, and then he orders people to act. At the same time, he goes on to issue an apology. Why an apology? What apology? What for? You're a president, you're running football in this country. You don't apologize for your mistake. You own up to your mistake, but you don't apologize. For what? When you know exactly the reason why you fired or you expelled Mr. Pasua. What I'm not hearing from this Zifa, it appears confused, and there's a lot of people there. Zifa seem not to know exactly what is going on. They appear confused, all of them, all board members.
Yeah, masikhangela baba Spanda, siyabona lapho kutupaswa njoba sebiziwe. Asikwazi ukuhamba njani. Wena amakhemkhem uzokuthwa kuthwani konapho. Kuhamba njani?
ama-M_P_M athophoswa uthi ufuna izimali amanye futhi ufuna ama-6,000 isalary emonth abanye futhi ufuna lokho ngoba sebonile ukuthi kakulu abanye abaceceshi kakulu abanye ama-coaches akhona azathatha intokuzeni isikhundla sakhe yikho-ke manje sebambuluzela-ke ehamba nalo baba kuthiwa ngumahate kuthiwa yi-agenti yakhe azange ubone iyabukela ibhola emhlabeni wonke o-Ronaldo o-Rooney bonke abanatirend awuzange ubone-ke i-agenti thiwa i-association ithina amanyezipepeni ikhulumento ezinjalo i-agenti umuntu ophathileyo kufana negoda lakho ngaye lithiwa ligele amanyezipepeni lisithi ndingafuna imali ye-client yam it doesn't happen that way a lawyer or an agent to respect our game they should do those things in discreet in privacy not to go to papers look at now these papers the so-called government papers every day headlines people fighting here it's all in deeper they are selling each other they are fighting and there you are there is Mahachi there talking all the nonsense about what is going on we need the NRK needs one it doesn't happen that way respect the game respect Zimbabwe respect our country and they respect the sport itself you cannot do that
Okay, we'll come back to you, Mr. Sibanda. I think we're getting both try going down the moment. Come on, Edwin Magadi. Watiripo, murugu wana senya ye zifa na pasuwa.
Okay. Acho kia na ndo kutenda chiyango we apology hapa kuna mana. But doku ndo asina kutenda ya kuhuzi na makoji za aranda. But then, chuchu omeche kupa na kuzi ya nchi kutenda. Na kuwa zifu ni mbemba, ani mwela uchengita. Saka zvese vanenge zvakanaka dzima ndamari dziziredi dzedzari pabasa munhu wekanda kubasa ungada kuchiriga mbiri dzake but then kana isusu tikadzikwanisiwa dzima ndamari yake takuti ngafa iyo then wrong kuti vanhu vese ava ngavaite zvakudai zvati vana pabasa
saka muri kuti pasiwa right pakuti manda mari yake apa
pasiwa right wozi hatizvikwatiso kuziva Tuwe ya mari, mwenye uta isu ya vike kada, yaka kanga isu ya mari yake. Hako na kipu kutubi, pato wari huu, hapa mshawiri ya kane nishkore eti, mwofa nishkore eti. Ama kuji za mbaru vane shkore eti. Pati ya kama hara nishkore eti.
Hai watu note nda
skuru. Hati ya ni baba nishkore eti. Mwenye uta isu ya vike kada, 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 mwenye uta isu ya vike kada.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Edwin.
Yeah.
Edwin. Tinotenda zvikuru. Edwin, you heard him loud and clear.
Yeah.
He said we don't eat patriotism. You know, he says Pasuwa is not doing charity work at all. He has a family and he has to be paid accordingly. And he's also saying that you know, most of the coaches are like Mshaura are still awed by Zifa, something that is not good. So he's saying Pasua is right. Tinemwe mtereri, eva tanyara, makadi. Ai watiripo, muruku wana se nyaye Zifa, nava Pasua, is 3-9.
Munhu akaita sayatsangwa munhu asina mutsauko zvaakanobva kubikwa manjemanjeakazviziva dzika kwanga asinapavhuva anga sabva pakubiri nasaakamba pakati asina mazuva matatu anoziva kuzvisanganisa bhora nepolitician yezimbabwe ezvaakashapira izvozvi mazuva repesa makore anopinda wayo vachanga seusenza nokunokuti mari
vatanyara regai tiedze kukufonerai bhek foni yenyu iri kunetsa regai tiedze kukufonerai bhek kana kuti muvhai muve pamuri ipapo munogona kumbofamba here
traffic
But I think you heard what he's basically saying. He's saying you cannot mix football and politics. Mr. Chiangwa is a politician, certainly not a football administrator.
Mm-hmm.
We hope we'll be able to get back to him.
That's right.
The phones are a bit problematic today.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Utumnuzana. Sipo ngube utini. Kula ngaleke kwele Zimbabwe. Baba ngube uchona njani?
Utini.
Nyapira kunjani ke ngube? Ah, one
game. abo Oman Mathe labo isomkhulu ebaphikele njobe iChristian
lesikati ncube isikati ncube
engayifaki nje omega uthenala ukuthanga ngathi ngithanda
hayi isikati sesiphele ncube zwala ncube
ngathi le ndaba le abantu
bamba konapho sizabukela kuwe ncube 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 isikati du baba otherwise ukhulumile sibini siyabonga kakhulu ncube
for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Tanyara Ezra Jesus Banda, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.